This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical on Esther Voss. R-O-S-S is the last name, Esther, E-S-T-H-E-R. Place was Mission Point in Flint. Date, scene was December 4th, 2022. New patient profile. Mrs. Voss is a 98-year-old female who was briefly here before but then left, period. She came back because it was difficulty for her daughter to care for her, period. Her medical problems include hypertension, osteoarthritis diffusely, history of seizures, dementia, impaired mobility, and generalized weakness. New paragraph, history of present illness. Her daughter says she's had dementia for about 2 months or so, although I suspect longer, period. She was hallucinating and seeing it, people and hearing people that weren't there, period. She also has severe osteoarthritis and has both knees replaced, period. She is not walking, and it was too difficult for her daughter to lift her and to transport her and move her, period. Transfers were very difficult, period. She has urinary tract infections in the past, and I believe in June was in the hospital for that, period. There's no sign of dysuria now, but she admits to this intermittently, period. She's weak in general, and her pains include the knees, the heels, and diffusely. And there are some arthritic changes in her hands, period. She has hypertension, but that's currently controlled. There's no headache or chest pain or any cardiac symptoms, period. She has a history of seizures, for which she is on Depakote, but that's stable, and there's no recent seizures, period. She has gastroesophageal reflux disease, but that's not bothering her. And there's no heartburn, abdominal pain, or vomiting, or chest pain now, period. She has significant debility, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. She has had some degree of weight loss over time, period. Eye, she has decreased vision. ENT, she has decreased hearing. No sore throat or earache or hoarseness. Respiratory, no dyspnea and an occasional cough. No sputum. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitation or dizziness. GI, some constipation, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. She does intermittently have dysuria though, period. Musculoskeletal, she has diffuse arthralgias and does not ambulate. Neurologic, no headaches, fainting, or seizures, but there's a past history of seizures. Skin, no rash or itch. Heme, no bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no known diabetes. No polyuria or polydipsia. One record indicated that she has had an insulin pump, but that's not known at the present time. New paragraph, past history, essential hypertension, acute kidney injury, dementia, psychosis, diverticulosis, upper extremity venous emboli, anemia, convulsions, major depression, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Surgical, she's had both knees replaced. New paragraph, family history. Her mother died at an advanced age, and she did not know what she died from, period. Her father died at a younger age, and both parents had arthritis, period. She had a son with lung cancer who's deceased. New paragraph, social history. No smoking, no ethanol abuse, period. She was living with her daughter, but care was becoming difficult. New paragraph, medications, Seroquel, 50 milligrams twice a day, Prilosec, 20 milligrams daily, Cozar, 100 milligrams daily, Lorazepam, 1 milligram every 8 hours if needed for anxiety, Latanoprost drop, 0.005%, 1 drop in each eye at bedtime, Ferrosulfate, 325 milligrams daily, Docusate, 100 milligrams twice a day. Tylenol extra strength, 500 milligrams every 8 hours as needed. Norvasc, 10 milligrams daily. Aspirin EC, 81 milligrams daily. Allergies unknown. The paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 110 over 60. Temperature 96.5. Pulse 60. Respiratory rate 18. O2 saturation 92%. Head and neck. Pupils equal to reactive to light. Eyelids and conjunctiva of normal. Extraocular movements intact. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal inspection. Hearing was diminished. Neck supple. No palpable mass or nodes. No thyromegaly. Lungs were cleared to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2. No S3, no S4, no murmurs. Slight edema, 1+ of the legs. Fetal pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS cranials are normal. Sensation is intact. She's weak in general and doesn't ambulate. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis. Some arthritic changes of the fingers, period. Mild bunions are noted. No crepitus of the joints. Thickening of the knees is noted. Skin is intact, dormant, dry, without rash or major lesions. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Ross has osteoarthritis and debility and is unable to ambulate, period. This is what prompted her treatment in the nursing home, period. She has Tylenol Extra Strength, 500 milligrams every 8 hours, available if needed for pain, period. Two, she's bothered by constipation and requests prune juice, and if they have that, I'll recommend that, and I've asked the nurse to give her some if they have it, period. She remains on Colace, 100 milligrams twice a day, period. Three, she has essential hypertension, which is controlled. Now, I'll continue Cozar, 100 milligrams daily, plus amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, period. Four, she has a history of seizures, which is stable without any recent seizures. Five, she has dementia with psychosis, and I will continue Seroquel 50 milligrams twice a day and monitor this, period. She has had hallucinations, period. It's not clear how distressful they were when speaking with her daughter or her, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.